This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastav with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Portal urges Japanese investors to invest in Nepal's priority sectors such as hydropower, tourism and agriculture. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says the government is eager to conduct elections in a free, fair and calm environment. Latest report of Nepal Rashtra Bank shows Nepal's total merchandise exports increased by 43.8% and remittance inflows rose by 39% in first 6 months of current fiscal year. And Pakistani forces killed 145 fighters in Balochistan after deadly attacks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has requested the Japanese business persons and industrialists to invest in Nepal's hydropower, tourism service, information technology, mines and agriculture. Addressing a special ceremony organized in Tokyo, Japan on the occasion of the 17th the Nepal-Japan Diplomatic Ties Day, President Portal shared that Nepal is focused on intensifying its socio-economic developments to achieve prosperity. President Portal said Nepal has made reforms in law, procedure and institutions to ease and attract foreign investments. Adding that Nepal has tremendous investment potentials, President Portal expressed the belief that the program would take the Nepal-Japan relations to new level and pave ways for deep and fruitful bilateral collaboration in coming years. Japan has been the major partner for development with its assistance in trade, investment, tourism as well as other sectors in Nepal, he underlined. President Portal shared that Nepal would be upgraded from the least developed country by the end of this year and its graduation to status of middle income country by 2030 would be another important achievement. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Portal has said the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations is a milestone in bilateral ties. According to the President's Secretariat, President Portal stated that Japan is an important and reliable development partner for Nepal and has played a significant role in Nepal's social and economic development. He made these remarks during a courtesy call by Japan's State Ministry for Foreign Affairs, Hori Iwao, while President Portal is on an official visit to Japan. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed the police organization to play a responsible role as per law and in a fair manner. Addressing the Police Inspector Basic Training 183rd Batch Pass Out Ceremony at National Police Academy in Maharajganj today, Prime Minister Karki asked the police persons to hold the upcoming election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March in a free, fair and calm environment. The Prime Minister clarified that the state would be responsible for all professional activities undertaken by the police organization in course of performing its duty. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the languages spoken in Nepal are national assets and must not be allowed to disappear. Receiving two study reports prepared by the Language Commission, the Prime Minister stressed the need for collective efforts to preserve endangered languages. The reports include studies on mother tongue education and the implementation of Nepal's National Action Plan for the International Decade of Indigenous Languages. Noting that Nepal has 124 languages, the Prime Minister said all are equally important and called for continued research to safeguard them. The latest data of Nepal Rashtra Bank states that Nepal's total merchandise exports increased by 43.8%, while remittance inflows rose by 39% in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. Nepal Rashtra Bank released the current macroeconomic and financial situation report based on data for the first 6 months of the current fiscal year today. The report has unveiled overall economic indicators appear satisfactory. As per the report, year-on-year inflation based on the consumer price index remained limited to 2.42%. During this period, total foreign exchange reserves reached 3,242.45 billion rupees, equivalent to 22.17 billion US dollars. Nepal Rashtra Bank stated that this level of reserves is sufficient to cover 18.1 months of imports of goods and services. Remittance inflows increased by 39.1% in Nepali rupees and 32.3% in US dollars. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged one and all to remain alert of Nipah virus infection spreading in neighboring India despite its low risk in Nepal. Issuing a statement today, the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division said that in response to the Nipah virus outbreak in India, health facilities across Nepal have been placed on alert and a testing and surveillance algorithm has been prepared. Although the World Health Organization has assessed the public risk as low, Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki urged people to seek medical care or call 1115 if any suspicious symptoms appear. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि थाहैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
1415 1415 1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Election Commission has discussed with state-run media the prioritization of the election-related coverage, including voter education and factual reporting. With a month left until polling, the Election Commission sought collaboration from state media to help ensure a free and peaceful House of Representatives election. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Pakistani security forces have killed at least 145 fighters in the restive Balochistan province in a manhunt launched after a series of coordinated gun and bomb attacks that left nearly 50 people dead. According to Al Jazeera, the announcement on Sunday came a day after the attacks, which began early on Saturday at multiple locations across southwestern Balochistan and left 31 civilians, including 5 women and 17 security personnel, dead. The assault claimed by the banned separatist Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, prompted authorities to impose months-long security restrictions on the province. A powerful snowstorm that swept across the southern United States led to the cancellation of more than 2,400 flights. Stormy weather led to widespread flight disruptions, with Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina cancelling more than 1,800 flights over the weekend and deploying 300 personnel to clear snow from runways and roads. Meanwhile, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport cancelled over 600 flights on Saturday evening, along with about 50 additional flights early Sunday. The U.S. National Weather Service warned of an intensifying coastal storm that will bring heavy snowfall and strong winds to North and South Carolina. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be likely misty at a few places in the Tarai region, generally cloudy over the Himalayan region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a chance of light snowfall and rain at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal urges Japanese investors to invest in Nepal's priority sectors such as hydropower, tourism and agriculture. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says the government is eager to conduct elections in a free, fair and calm environment. Latest report of Nepal Rashtra Bank shows Nepal's total merchandise exports increased by 43.8% and remittance inflows rose by 39% in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. And Pakistani forces killed 145 fighters in Balochistan after deadly attacks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.